Rings, definition and summary. We have seen how the four arithmetic operations operate in the modular ring Zn, which is the numbers from 0 up to n minus 1. We have all the usual arithmetic operations, addition and multiplication in particular. Subtraction and division are defined in terms of addition and multiplication. We have mentioned that Zn is a ring, but we have only hinted as to what the ring is. So now let's move to a definition. A ring is a set and two operations, addition and multiplication. And we call it a ring if all these eight axioms hold. Firstly, we need the associative law of addition. That is, it doesn't matter where you put the parentheses when you add three or more elements. We also need the commutative law of addition. If you have a sum of two elements, you can swap the terms and you get the same result. So these two rules here, associativity and commutativity, are absolutely essential to addition in all the fields and rings and sets that you are familiar with. Third axiom, there is an element zero. Zero has the property that when you add zero to something else, you get the same element, something else, as you had. So x plus zero is x for any x in the ring R. That is also elementary to addition in all the sets that you are familiar with. Fourth axiom, there is a negative element. So if you have x, you have minus x also in the ring. And minus x has the special property that when you add x and minus x, you get zero. So these four laws are laws about addition. Then we have three similar laws for multiplication. As we required an element 0, we also require an element 1. And they have similar properties, just with respect to different operations. X times 1, or 1 times x, is equal to x for any x in the ring. So 0 is the additive neutral, 1 is multiplicative neutral. And as addition was associative, so is multiplication. And as addition was commutative, so is multiplication. So you have the associative law of multiplication and the commutative law of multiplication. However, very important, we had a negative element, axiom 4. We do not have an analog statement for multiplication. We do not require a multiplicative inverse. So that's the reason why we have four axioms for addition and only three for multiplication. The eighth axiom concerns multiplication and addition together. It's a distributive law, and it says that if you have a sum and multiply it by an element x, you can multiply each term by x and then add the results. Again, an elementary rule of additional multiplication in all the sets that you are familiar with. So these eight axioms define a ring. Let's have a glance at what the ring is missing. We cannot divide in general. We can subtract. X minus y is x plus minus y. And we remember that we did assume that any element y has a negative minus y. However, the inverse x minus y, such that x times x to the minus first is equal to 1, may or may not exist. It will probably exist for some x and not for others. When this x inverse, we can write it 1 over x, 1 divided by x, x to the minus first, x inverse. When it is defined, we can define division. Dividing by x is the same as multiplying by the inverse. So, if you have that inverse, you can divide, but you don't always have it in a ring. Usually, it will exist for some elements and not for others. Clearly, 0 will never have an inverse. And that's regardless of what ring we are talking about. So let's have a look at this inverse. If you take an element x in your ring R, it is either what we call a zero divisor or it is invertible. That is, you can either find a y such that x times y is 0, or you can find a y such that x times y is 1. You will never have both. In a modular ring Zn, we remember that if we have a k greater than 1, which divides both x and n, then we get the zero divisor. Say if you have x is a times k and n is b times k. Now you can divide, multiply x times b, which is then a times b times k. And if you read the k, and if you reduce that modulo n, bk is equal to n, so when you divide by n, you get a and no remainder, so you get 0. So in spite of both x being non-zero and b being non-zero, you can multiply them together and get 0. That's never possible in the real numbers, but it is possible in the modular ring Zn. So in this case, x is a zero divisor. When that happens, you can never invert x. However, if x is not a zero divisor, there is no k which divides both x and n, then it's going to be invertible. We leave it at this for now, but we'll get back to this matter of invertible elements next week. So let's have a look at an example exercise. What are the zero divisors of Z6? So you have n equals 6 equals 3 times 2. Now, what elements can we use? 0, 1, 2, 5. Let's write down a quick multiplication table. 3, 4, and 5. 1 times 1 is 1. 2 times 2 is 4. That's fine. No, sorry, 2 times 1 is 2. 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 3 is 6. So here you get 0. 3 times 3 is 9. Modulo 6 is 3. 4 times 2 is 8. That's going to be 2. 4 times 3 is 12. That's 0. And because we have commutativity, we can, this column will match this row. 4 times 4 is 16. That's going to be equal to 4. And 5 times 5 is 25. That's 1. 5 times 3 is 15. That's 3. 5 times 4 is 20. That's going to be 2. And 5 times 5 is 25 is going to be 1. 2, 3, and 1. It's 10, sorry. That should be 4. My mistake. So, what we observe here is that most elements are in fact zero divisors. 3 times 2 is 0, and 4 times 3 is 0. Now, 4 is a multiple of 2, so that's no surprise that they're both zero divisors. So you cannot invert any of these elements. You can also see in none of these rows you have no 1 here. If this had had an inverse, the inverse would sit in one of the columns and give you a 1 entry on the corresponding row. You have no 1 here. So the elements is also not invertible. 5, which is equal to minus 1, is the only invertible element you have. 1, of course, is its own inverse. And minus 1 is its own inverse. But none of the other elements are invertible. So the answer here is 2, 3, and 4. An exercise for you. I want you to consider both the Scandinavian alphabet, Z29, 29 letters, and the English alphabet, Z26, and see which are the zero elements in each of these rings. That has some bearing on how you generate keys for some cryptosystems. Good luck!